8 through 17. So I'll be reading that passage and then we'll talk about it. And I'm reading out of the Amplified translation. Now the king of Syria was making war against Israel, and he consulted with his servant, saying, "My camp shall be in such and such a place." The man of God sent word to the king of Israel, saying, "Be careful not to pass by this place, because the Syrians are pulling back to there." Then the king of Israel sent word to the place about which Elisha had warned him, so he guarded himself there repeatedly. Now the heart of the king of Syria was enraged over this thing. He called his servants and said to them, "Will you not tell me which of us is helping the king of Israel?" One of his servants said, "None of us is helping him, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom." So he said, "Go and see where he is, so that I may send him, so I may send men and seize him." And he was told, "He is in Dothan." So he sent horses and chariots and a powerful army there. They came by night and surrounded the city. The servant of the man of God got up early and went out, and behold, there was an army with horses and chariots encircling the city. Elisha's servant said to him, "Oh no, my master, what are we to do?" Elisha answered, "Do not be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Then Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, please open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire surrounding Elisha. So the topic that we're going to choose, so subject if you like one, is what are we going to do? What are we going to do? When I read this, and it just ministered to me, because oftentimes we find ourselves in situations and we don't have the answer to everything. Only God does. But we want to do something. We feel like we got to do something. And sometimes it's in life that we have to not look so much at our efforts and what we can do, but we have to seek God for his direction. Because what he says to Elijah is that, or what it said to the servant, is he's afraid of what he's looking at because it's frightening. Here was that this army traveled in the night to get there to surround the city. So they wouldn't even know he was out there with the army until his servant went out, until Elijah's servant went out and he saw them. And let me not get too far ahead of myself. Let me, as Pastor said, let me slow down and take my time here. So in verse 14, it says, in this reading, the enemy came by night and surrounded the city. And, you know, oftentimes when something happens, oftentimes it does happen in the night hour. In the night hour, things are usually, you know, especially for rural living, it's quiet. And sometimes there's not a lot of houses around or any, you know, other neighbors. So it can be a time when a person can, if they choose to, act upon a situation in the night hour, in the night watch. So going back to Elisha, when he got up early, he saw these chariots, all these horses. And you talk, this is it's an army. It's not, you know, any riding horses, just for joy and pleasure. This was the army coming against Elijah, simply because the king would not. He wanted to know how was the king of Israel getting this information as to what was happening, when he knew he wasn't telling it, and his servant said they weren't telling it, but they knew about Elijah, that he was a prophet. And so then it came down to where they believed that he was giving out that information. But here is when we think sometimes that all is well, and it's good to say all is well on a so they don't be complaining or what have you. But there are times in life when things will happen to us and we absolutely panic. And we say, well, you know, what are we going to do? But I come to share with you this evening, sometimes it's not what we're going to do at all. It's trusting in God that he's going to make a way for us, that he's going to deliver us, that he's going to be there for us, because he promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us. But what Elijah said to his servant is, do not be afraid. And oftentimes it's easy to say that, but depending on what's going on, then sometimes we are afraid. But then he says to him, what you see is limited, because God is unlimited. I'm just saying, this is what I believe he's saying. So do not be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And I imagine the servants like, you know, I don't understand, because this is an army that has surrounded us, and you're saying not to be afraid? Well, thank God he has told us in his word to, you know, for us not to fear, because he is our everything. So he has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and of a sound mind. And we have to remind ourselves of that, that we are to look to him, the author and finisher of our faith. And so what Elijah did, he said, when he prayed to God, because Elijah knew what an awesome God, you know, that was watching over them. So he prayed, he said to the Lord, open my servant's eyes that he may see. And when he did open his eyes, he saw the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire surrounding Elijah. And he said, asked God to open Elijah's servant's eyes. And we think it's from a natural, you know, we got natural sight. But this goes beyond that. He's like, I want you to see, because this is spiritual. You can't see it with your natural eyes. You need to see it through the spiritual eyes. And even with us today, there are many things that go on. And we say, Lord, help us. And there's nothing wrong with that, because we all need help. None of us is an island unto himself or herself. So, but what I love about reading and spending time in the Word of God, because it allows you to see things and really see with your heart of faith. And so just imagine when you open your eyes and you see all these chariots that have surrounded you, you know, in the natural, whatever it could be, and it frightens you. But then when we pray to God and ask him, you know, Lord, help. Lord, what do I do? And oftentimes you just might hear, just be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God, and he promised that he would take care of us and never leave us alone. But we have to know that not just with our knowledge, but we have to know that within our heart, that he will be there with us no matter what we may go through. He is with us. And he will lead, guide, and direct and order our steps. As a matter of fact, he says in Chronicles 20:15, he said, don't be discouraged, for the battle is not yours, but the Lord. And oftentimes we may find ourselves trying to fight the battle when God is the one that will fight the battle. And we just trust in him and his timing for us, and not be so focused on what we're going through, but we'll focus on who will bring us through with the victory. And his name is Jesus. And you know, Psalms 27:14 said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And that's what we have to do. We have to learn how to wait on the Lord. Wait for what he's going to do. Not to go ahead of him, not to lag behind him, but flow with him. Because he loves us more than we could ever know, even imagine his love for us. Because we don't think we deserve the love, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And God is an awesome God. And I know that he's worked miracles in all our lives. I know he's there for us. There is nothing too hard for our God. And we need to speak the word and say to him, Lord, you are my all in all. Lord, I wouldn't be able to do anything without you. I believe the song that says, I can't do anything with you unless you hold my hand, unless he guide us and direct us and order our steps. And we should ask him every day, Lord, help, lead, guide, direct, and order my steps. And we know we live in a day and a time now where we need to count on the Lord. I mean, if we haven't done so to a great extent, it sure is time now to look to him. Look to him, the author and finisher of our faith. Look to him for guidance and direction. Look to him when you don't know what to do. Look to him because he has the answer. Not only he has the answer, he is the answer to our every need. For he says so in his word. That seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So what is it that you're seeking? What is it that you need? Seek the Lord. It's fine to have friends, and it's wonderful to have friends to help. But there's come a time when we just have to just be with the Lord, get before the Lord, and just pour our hearts out to him and let him know that we're dependent upon him, we're counting on him, and we know that he loves us. And we know that we're not perfect, but we know that we are working towards perfection, and we can only get that through Christ Jesus. We have to pray, learn how to pray, and don't have to pray a long prayer. Just as the Spirit leads you, just letting God know that, Lord, I need you. I'm counting on you because I can't do anything without you, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So when you're in a situation and you don't know what to do, call on Jesus because he's the one that will going to bring you through. And he's not going to just bring you through raggedy, as it speaks. He's going to bring you through with the victory because he is a mighty, mighty God. So in trying times and difficult times, and we just feel like all is lost. No, all is not lost. We are living. Still living, we have, you know, maybe not totally well like some of us, you know, would like to be, but thank God we're as well as we are. And thank God that he's full of mercy, full of grace, and that he watches over us. The dark season in our lives, he's with us during the wee morning hours. He's with us when we're feeling sad and perhaps dejected. He's with us. So when we're out, wherever we may be, God is already there. So I want to encourage your heart that just like this servant, he was looking with his natural eyes, and it was frightening to him to see them surrounded by an army. But when God, when he saw through the eyes, his spiritual eyes, when he opened his eyes that he could really see, to see the love of God, to see that he had never seen before. I don't know what that might have done to him. It doesn't say, but I can imagine if you see and say, I can really see, I'm sure that would change your lives forever, to really see. And that's one of the things that I'm, you know, I concentrate on, want to see Jesus. I know I see him in the scripture, and that's the way we're supposed to see him in the scripture. That's fine, but it's that closeness that we want with him, where we just, you know, just just, he is just there, and you just know he's there, and then you know he's going to bring you out. No matter what the situation may look like, even though our loved ones leave us, you know, they go head on home because the Lord has called them, and we still go on. We have to go on this earth until our time comes. But if God wants us to live an enjoyable life, you know, he knows that there's trials and tribulations. He's already told us in his word that we will go through trials and tribulations, but he wants us to stay focused on him. And not to let things get us down where we feel like we can't be revived. So we just have to, we really have to have faith and trust in God. And some of you, I just said while we're on the line here, and you may have a fear about what's going to happen, you know, with the United States of America. Know that God already knows about situations in every country. He knows how to take care of us. He knows how to bless us no matter what may be going on. He knows how to provide for us. Well, he said he will, you know, meet our every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He knows that what we need, and he's there for us. There is nothing too hard for him. There's no place you can go where he is not, that he'll bring you back to your place of peace. And that's what we strive for, peace. Peace in Jesus. And that's where we get that peace from, is knowing that we're connected to him who is peace. He is our shalom peace. And that's what he said, the word of God says, that peace I leave unto you, not as the world, God give it unto you. Not as the world. The world has its own form of peace, but I'm talking about peace that comes from knowing Jesus Christ, knowing him and seeing him and trusting and believing in him for who he is. God is an awesome God. And so when it comes to, you want to throw up your hands, say, Lord, I don't know what to do. Hey, that's the time right there that he's come right to your rescue. So we don't have to be concerned about trying to figure out everything for ourselves and solve all our problems. We need to be connected to the problem solver, and his name is Jesus. I know this was short, but that's what I had to share. I hope that it would encourage somebody's heart that we don't have to be alone. We have Christ, and he will see to us that we have friends and somebody, you know, to help us on the earth. He give us friends, but they have to be friends, not just somebody you pick up and say, that's my friend. We have to, you know, friendship goes deep. But thank God that he is our friend. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us to the end of the world. So that's the encouraging words for tonight. I do have people on the prayer list I want to pray for. Sister Sheila Booker, Sister Sasha Royal, Sister Martha Royal, Sister Marnie French. And we'll also be praying for the bereaved families. Sister Dorothy Perry lost her sister, Reverend Rylan Robinson lost his niece. Reverend Austin Jones used to be the pastor of the Ridgeway Baptist Church, passed away, I believe, yesterday. And Reverend Howard Cooper was the former pastor of Mount Olive Baptist Church in Cumberland, and he has passed away. So let us pray. Mm-hmm. Father God, we thank you for who you are. You're a merciful mm-hmm. God, righteous God. And, Father, we're going to lift up names to you, Lord. I've read them all, Father. I know you heard them, Lord. Thank you for how you just healing Sheila's body, Lord. Thank you, God, for what you're doing. And Sasha and Margaret and Marnice, Lord, that you are healing them. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God, that you are right there with them, Lord, watching over them, taking care and protecting us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And we pray, God, for Pastor, Sister Dorothy Perra, Father God, we pray for her, God, that you will comfort her. God, that you will comfort Reverend Robertson, Lord Jesus. Father God, just hold them in the hollow of your hand, Lord Jesus. God, that they may feel your love like never before. God, we pray for the family of Reverend Austin Jones, Reverend Howard Cooper, Lord. We pray for the families, Lord Jesus. God, we just ask, God, that you would just, Father God, work it all out with the families, Lord God. Give them peace, God. Father, cherish their hearts, Lord Jesus. God, fix it as only you can, Lord. We thank you for the service, God, that they have rendered while here on the earth, God. God, that you took care of them and watch over, God. We pray, Lord, for their congregations, Lord Jesus. Father, only you know, God, how to work this out, Lord. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you for being God all by yourself. We thank you, God, that you may open our eyes so they can really see you in our hearts. In Jesus' name, we thank you, we praise you, give you all the glory, honor, and praises. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. I want to certainly thank you, Minister Rosa, for just preaching such an encouraging word tonight. The Lord, what shall we do? What is for us to do but to look to him? As you said, he is the author, he's the finisher of our faith. And just it's comforting to know. Jesus said, he that has begun a good work in us, he's able to complete it. He's able to bring us out all the way. We praise God. We praise God for his goodness and his tender mercy. I thank you, Minister Rosa, for preaching such an awesome word. It's a right now rhema word. And many people, their hearts are broken. They're sad. They're disappointed, you know, because Vice President Kamala Harris did not win. But yet and still, we need to look to him. We need to look to the hills, which comes our help, all of our help. The word says it comes from them. It comes from God. And we need that encouraging word to look to the Lord. Our help, our strength, our hope, our peace, all of that is in the word of God and in Christ Jesus. So, again, I want to thank you for taking time out to bring the powerful word that you did, you brought tonight. And knowing that God's word, it goes out and it accomplishes all that he intends for it to do. Because his word is quick and it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. So I want to thank you also, every one of you, for going ahead and muting your lines tonight. And we thank you for your obedience. We also want to thank you for your faithfulness. Week after week, you all come, and we can pray together. And so I pray for every one of you and your homes and your families, your household. And it's a time for the people of God to come closer together, to unite together and stand. And as the scriptures told us, says, if you've done all you can do to stand, he told us, keep on standing on that word of God. So tonight I want to thank every one of you folks for dialing into this Dream Team prayer line. Let us continue to pray one for the other, lift each other up in God, because we need each other. We need one another. People of God, it's time for us to come together and stand strong. And that scripture that I gave you in the beginning, what says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And with that said, I want to thank you again for being on the line. God bless you all, and may heaven continue to smile and shine upon you. And you pray for me, as Pastor said, and I'll pray for you. And we're going to watch. We're going to watch God change things. We know that God can fix it. He can fix it like nobody else can fix things. But we are trusting in the Lord. So with that, we're going to say good night. God bless you, and be blessed of the Lord. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.